The Soldotna Regional Sports Complex was the hot topic at last night's City Council meeting. Mayor Pete Sprague and Councilmember Regina Daniels sponsored an ordinance putting $3 million into the city's general fund for work toward renovating the sports center. Jeff DeLifka is on the advisory board that's been putting together some of the preliminary plans. As an attorney, he sees the challenges some kids face when they don't have strong parental support at home, and he told the council that adding an indoor turf field and track will give kids more options for recreation, especially in the winter, and save parents long drives to Anchorage.
And they impact me every single day for a variety of different ways. From coaching, I see them, just from kids from, we have a huge homeless group of kids that are couch surfing right now, and I want to give these kids something to do. And that's why I'm doing this whole project right now. So that's one of those issues. We can get those kids in there, and that's why I'm doing this project, is so that it's not just the kids that can afford to go to Anchorage every weekend. It's we can get these kids just 15 minutes up the road.
One sticking point is this idea has been bounced around is that while it's a regional facility, only residents of Soldotna will be on the hook for the bill. DeLifka pointed out that a new venue for sporting events would attract people to the peninsula as opposed to sending them up to the big city for soccer matches and other sports.
When you drop your kids off at soccer, instead of driving home to Kenai, what are you going to do? You're going to go shop. Okay, you're going to go spend money in the city of Soldotna. That's something that no one else has on the Kenai Peninsula, so there's no competition as far as where these events are going to be held. So it does make it essentially the city of Soldotna a hub, and that does bring in a lot of revenue to pay off. And as everyone's aware, vast majority of the city of Soldotna's revenue comes from sales tax. So when I have my business here in Soldotna or I shop, I am contributing. So I think we do have a voice on what goes on.
Another point of contention is that putting lots of money into the sports center is more of a want than a need. Councilmember Paul Whitney says it's more of a long-term investment in quality of life.
I don't think there's any city, borough, county, anywhere in this country that is making at least a break even on the Parks and Rec program. I think it's something we need to provide to our community, not only our city residents, but our entire regional area. We are kind of the hub of the Central Peninsula. Everybody comes here to either go shopping or come here to play sports with the high school teams or whatever. So I think this would be a facility that maybe at first it may not get used as much, but I think once the draw is there and people know it's available and there's teams coming down from Anchorage, that might be a boom to our own community here.
The $3 million will be essentially seed money, a way to show that there's local support as organizers go out to find grants and other funding for the project. The advisory board now has an obligation to present its progress to the council on a quarterly basis, and if the council doesn't like how things are going after 2 years, that $3 million will be taken off the table.